Namaste, my dears. Hello. It's Kelly. And welcome to episode 85 of the Sunrose Yoga Podcast. Today, I have a 75-minute class for you. It's the final class in our exploration of the kleshas. And today we'll be talking about Abhinavesa, the fear of death or clinging to the status quo. I'm so glad that you're here for this class. Thank you. Please visit sunroseyoga.com for all the details, how to get in touch, photos of the postures, and more. Blessings.
For the past month or so, we in this class have been talking about the kleshas. In the Yoga Sutras, the kleshas are described as thought patterns that interfere or hinder our ability to see our true nature, which is joy, which is love, which is bliss. And the kleshas are like veils or like waterfalls. I like to think of them like waterfalls because water itself is clear. And if you look past it, if you look through it, you can see what's beyond that. You can see the true nature. But if you are in it, if you are really focusing on those things that can bring unhappiness, then that is all you can see. So as kind of a little review, the first klesha is avidya, or ignorance or innocence of one's own true nature. The second is asmita, or ego, identifying with the ego, or the stories that we tell ourselves about our life. The third and the fourth are raga and devesa, which are being attached to the things that you like or desire, and being attached to past suffering. So got all that filed away there. And then tonight is the final klesha, which is abhinavesa. And abhinavesa is oftentimes translated as the fear of death. And that never really sat well with me. I felt like there was always something more to abhinavesa than just being afraid of dying, or like the awareness of one's mortality in this physical vessel. And so I've been looking at some different translations of the sutras, and I went sort of away from an American or Western translation, and I went to Ravi Ravindra, who I actually got a chance to be near a couple of weeks ago at the Ojai Yoga Crib. And he's from India and brings sort of a different sensibility in his English translation, which I really, really like, and which makes a lot more sense to me. And so in his translation, he talks about abhinavesa being clinging to the status quo, which I think we can all relate to. I'm trying to say that less, which I know I can relate to. Because we're afraid of change. We're afraid of the unknown a lot of the time. So tonight, you might be entering into some unknowns of your own. We might do some things that are different. We might move our bodies in ways that are unfamiliar. Try to be open, though remember that if you struggle, if you feel less open, that is totally normal, that even the wisest of the wise feel that way. So we'll revisit Apinavesa throughout our practice, but I thought we could begin by coming to a tall seat and just focusing on our breath for a few minutes, just taking some intentional breaths. And it helps to begin by letting your lower body relax, by letting your feet soften, letting your hips soften. See if you can let the creases of the hips soften. Let yourself really sit back into your sitting bones. Notice if you are holding or gripping anywhere. And let go just a little bit more. And from that relaxed place, connect with the elegant length of your spine. Feel the heart lift and the collarbones spread. Feel the shoulder blades move down your back. And then bring your hands to your heart in whatever shape or gesture or mudra is meaningful for you. It doesn't have to be anything you've ever seen before or anything you've ever done before. It has meaning to you. It is meaningful. Let this gesture or this mudra remind you to come back to your true nature, which is joy, which is love, which is peace. And as you breathe in, breathe straight into the center of your heart. And as you breathe out, bow to your heart. Bow to that pursuit of remembering your true nature. We'll slowly release the hands. Lift the face and the focus. And slowly take your time to make your way to all fours, hands and knees. Table pose, Chakravakasana. Thoughtfully placing your hands right below your shoulders and seeing if you can bring the creases of your wrists so that they're parallel with the front of your mat. Good, and really connect hands with earth. And as you breathe in, find your spine growing just a little bit longer here, maybe to
tucking the chin. And as you breathe out, let your hips move back toward your heels to Bakhtasana, devotional. The forehead may touch the earth, it may not. And on an inhalation, bring your body back to table, all fours, Chakrabakasana. As you exhale, tuck the toes and lift the hips toward the sky to downward facing dog, Adho Mukha Svanasana. And let an inhalation again bring the knees back to the earth, table pose. And we'll continue to move along and between these three postures with your breath, inhaling always to table, and then exhaling either to Bakhtasana, devotional, where the hips move back toward the heels, or toward downward facing dog, Adho Mukha Svanasana. Let yourself really feel what it feels like to move between and among these three places. Let yourself move like you, letting the pose form itself around your body. In this practice, you have nothing to prove to the postures. We make the postures fit your form, not the other way around. And you might take time just to sort of notice what each part of your body is experiencing or expressing here. Now, the next time you find yourself in table, we'll stay here for a few breaths. We'll let your heart drop down so that you're really sort of noticing your arm bones and noticing the muscles of your arms. You might even claw the fingertips into the earth. And on an in-breath, step your right foot forward between the hands, sort of setting up for a high lunge. You may wish to tuck your left toes under and lift the left knee up off the floor. You might want to leave that left knee down. And just for a beat, let your heart shine forward and let your shoulder blades move down your back. And slowly start to bring the hands to the top of the right thigh. And as you sort of stabilize the balance here, bring the hands to the top of the heart, right, just right at your heart center. And as you breathe in, release the hands down and circle sweep your arms around and up overhead, exhaling the hands back to the heart. Good, now we'll do this a few more times at the pace of your breath. Letting yourself notice whatever you notice. There may be times in this cycle where the balance feels challenged. There may be parts of this movement that call upon you to do something different. You might rise up as you breathe in, straightening the front leg, and exhale down. Let yourself feel the aliveness in the feet. So something I heard on Weekend Edition Saturday, was anyone else listening to that? The Scott Summit. He did this interview this Jewish couple that was talking sort of about Jewish culture. And this phrase, being irreverently reverent, stuck in my head. And I want it to sort of be part of our practice, where there will be times when we're doing things and it's challenging and we're thinking, oh, I look like the biggest goofball. And it's okay to take yourself light while you take the practice maybe a little more seriously. The more you come, the more you might see me fall over or do something kind of embarrassing that could be construed as embarrassing. And I take myself really light in those times, but the practice is always right here in my heart. So let's reach the fingertips way up high one more time and just pause here. Let the pinky fingers rise up toward the sky. And on an inhale, reach forward and down toward the earth with your hands. And we'll plant the left hand either on the floor or on a block right underneath your left shoulder. Bring the right hand to the right hip. And as you breathe in, let yourself grow really long from your left heel all the way out through the crown of the head. And as you exhale, extend that right arm toward the sky. Parivritta Anjaneya Asana. Let's inhale and untwist, just brushing the floor. And exhale, retwist. And we'll just do this maybe two or three more times at the pace of your breath. So again, noticing what you notice. Notice where things flow, where things stick, and what thoughts accompany both of those things. Remember to invite yourself. And as you've untwisted for your final time here, you might reposition your hands right underneath the shoulder as you breathe in and breathe out back toward downward facing dog. And this downward facing dog might feel slightly different. You might feel a little more freedom in the shoulders as the tops of the shoulders move away from the ears, as the back of the heart starts to soften. You might feel a little bit of softness in the heels, in the Achilles. You might feel yourself softening through the face. On an in-breath, step the left foot forward, just as we did on the right side. Coming to our high lunge. We'll stay on the ball of the right foot. The heel is lifted, and you can either lower that right knee down to the earth or keep it lifted. Do what feels right to you, and slowly set up your lunge, bringing the hands to the top of the thigh, letting the heart be light, and then the tailbone be heavy. Then hands come to the heart. And as you breathe in, circle, sweep the arms around and up overhead. Exhale the hands back to the heart. And we'll do this a few more times. You might notice your body telling you to move in a certain way. Follow that pull. You might feel the urge to open the arms wide, hugging the room, and then hugging yourself. If that is what's calling you, follow that. You might feel the urge, even if your right knee is lifted up off the floor, you might bring just the teeniest, tiniest bend to that knee to bring some muscle energy to those big, beautiful muscles in the upper right leg. And on your next Inhalation, when the fingertips are reaching high, pause there a beat, lifting up through your pinky fingers. And as you exhale, relax the shoulders.
We'll inhale and reach forward and down to earth, planting your right hand right underneath your right shoulder or on a block there. Bring the left hand to the left hip and grow long from your heel all the way out through the crown of the head. And on an exhalation, extend your left hand toward the sky. And we'll inhale and untwist. You might find things bending or rounding as you untwist, and exhale back into the full expression of the pose. One thing that is sort of interesting to do as we're practicing, as we're moving in this way, is to notice the stories that you happen to tell yourself as you greet a challenging moment. What we're doing here on the mat is preparing ourselves for those inevitable moments out there in life where we have to parallel park and there are the line of cars coming up the street, just my own personal problem. Or where, you know, whatever, you get the call, something challenging is happening in your life, and what we're doing here on our mats is preparing for those moments, for greeting them with grace and with that constant memory of our true nature. And let's inhale and untwist one more time here. And as you exhale, step your right foot forward to meet the right, coming to Uttanasana, forward fold. Let the crown of the head just be heavy. Feel no pressure of any sort to reach earth with your hands. And if you do feel pressure, might I suggest placing a block underneath your hands or a stack of blocks so it just leaves your brain, so you just don't think about it anymore. Let yourself find gravity in your feet. Notice if you're shifting forward or shifting back or left or right, and see if you can find that place. Where you are right in the center of it all. Let part or all of your day just sort of cascade off of your shoulders and over the back of your skull onto the earth with each breath out.
Start to just bend the knees a little bit, like you were going to sit in a chair behind you. Notice how that shifts gravity, your center of gravity, and where you feel things in your feet. And then keeping your seat, your bum, your booty where it is, on an inhalation, let's bring the upper body toward upright and sweep the arms around it up overhead too. So we come to Utkatasana. Now you might find yourself wishing that your feet were in a different position. And if that's you, feel free, move. It's not a show. This is not the stage. So you should always feel free to change things, to move things around here if they're not working. Now let's experiment here just with our tailbone. You might for a moment tilt your tailbone up toward the sky. So as you do that, your back might arch. You might feel like a duck. And then let's
just let the tailbone become heavy. You're not going to aggressively tuck it under, but just let it become heavy. You might feel the back round a little bit. And notice what both of those positions do to your feet. And let's take one more breath in here. And as you exhale, fold forward once more, Uttanasana.
And as you breathe in, root down into your feet. Push into the earth with your feet and feel the earth push back. And we'll rise all the way up to stand with a nice flat back, using the strength of the legs. Reaching the fingertips skyward. And then exhaling the hands to the heart.
And as you breathe in, release the hands, circle sweep the arms around and up overhead. Exhale, dive forward with strong legs. You might take a teeny tiny bend of your knees.
And as you breathe in, bring your torso up halfway. Maybe your hands come to your shins, maybe they come to your thighs. Bring the torso up halfway. And we'll exhale and fold, Uttanasana. Now, as you breathe in, step your right foot back about, not 3/4 of a leg's length, and turn your right toes out about, I guess, 45 degrees. Now, keeping that left knee bent, let's rise all the way up with the upper body, reaching the fingertips skyward to Virabhadrasana 1, Warrior 1. Let's take in a few breaths here. You might feel the urge to move in the pose. You might feel the urge to inhale and straighten your front leg and exhale, bending it. You might feel the urge to open the arms like you're hugging the universe and exhale, hug them in toward yourself. And we'll just take a few breaths to sort of feel our way into this shape. You might notice where your weight is in your feet. And you might concentrate on pushing that right heel into the earth a little bit more. So feeling gravity there. Feeling that long line that you're creating from your heel all the way out through your fingers. Very nice. So as you inhale, let's start to hinge from the hips just a little bit so that your upper body becomes one with this line you're creating with your right leg. And as you exhale, release your hands down toward the earth and then let them continue taking part of that line with you so that they're right next to on either side of your right leg in the line you've created. Either palms facing in or up. Or down, depending on what feels best for you, but arms are alive. So we'll call this devoted warrior. As you inhale, let's keep the left leg, the left knee bent. We'll reach the fingertips skyward. And as you exhale, release your right arm back to your right thigh, lifting up through your left hand, and then relaxing the shoulders. We'll call this reverse warrior one. So let's inhale that right hand up toward the sky again. And as you exhale, reach the fingertips forward and down to earth. And we'll step the right foot forward to meet the left, coming to Uttanasana. And as you breathe in, root down into the feet, rise all the way up to stand, sweeping the fingertips skyward. And exhaling the hands together at your heart, Anjali Mudra. As you breathe in, circle sweep the arms, lifting through the heart. And as you exhale, dive forward, strong legs. We'll inhale up halfway, lengthening from your hips all the way beyond the crown of your head. And as you exhale, fold.
As you breathe in, step your left foot back, turning the toes out about 45 degrees. And this time, let's rise all the way up, straightening your right leg.
And as you exhale, bend the right knee, coming into Virabhadrasana 1. The points of the hips are, in general, making their way toward facing the front of the mat. So you might dynamically sort of come in and out of this pose. For the first few breaths here, you might just notice what you feel. Where you feel sensation, where you feel gravity. And if something's not working, you can fix it. You can step that left foot out to the left a bit. You can relax your shoulders. If the arm position isn't working, you can find one that does. Cactus arms or goal posts, depending on your... I don't know, would this only be for football, but this is goal posts? I don't know. As you inhale, again, we'll hinge the upper body so that it becomes part of this line that you're creating with your left leg. And notice how that shifts, how maybe now you're more in the ball of your left foot. And on an exhalation, release the hands down toward earth and then let them run alongside the body. Devoted warrior. Nice long line. Shoulders are still moving down the back. Tops of the shoulders are moving away from the ears. And now as you breathe in, keep the right knee bent, but extend the fingertips skyward. And as you exhale, release the left hand back to the left thigh, reaching the right hand up, reverse warrior one. And exhale, soften the shoulders away from the ears. Let your heart be light, let the tailbone be heavy. As you breathe in, reach both fingers high to the sky. And as you breathe out, release your hands to earth and step your left foot forward to meet the right, Uttanasana. As you breathe in, come up halfway, lengthening. And as you exhale, fold. As you breathe in, root down into the feet, rise all the way up to stand, sweep the arms round and up overhead, and exhale them to the heart. As you breathe in, release the hands, sweep the arms around and up, and exhale, dive forward. And as you breathe in, come up halfway, lengthen from hips to crown, and exhale, hold. As you breathe in, step your right foot back a little bit farther this time. We'll lower the heel down. Left knee stays bent, right leg is straight and strong. Rise up to Virabhadrasana 2, warrior 2. The arms are out in T. And you've got that strong connection between your right leg and the earth. And we'll just sort of feel our way into this shape here too. You might consider inhaling and opening the arms up wide. And exhaling and hugging yourself, touching opposite shoulders. Inhaling, extending wide. And exhaling, crossing the other way. And just do that at the pace of your breath, sort of noticing where things shift. There's usually a place where the balance feels a little wobbly. There's usually a place where we feel like, oh yeah, I know this. I've been here before. Let yourself linger in the breath, in the spaces between the breaths, in the spaces between the thoughts. And as it feels right for you, come into the full expression, your fullest expression of Warrior 2, Virabhadrasana 2. weight evenly between all parts, among all parts of the feet. And as you breathe in, bend your left elbow and bring the forearm to the top of the left thigh. And as you breathe out, either bring your right hand to your right hip or let that right hand drop down toward the earth and continue sort of a half circle to where your bicep winds up right by your temple. And then just relax your shoulders away from your ears. We're creating a very strong diagonal line through the right side of the body. Feel that right heel connect with earth and the big toe. And then soften from the skin inward. You can feel yourself growing just a little bit longer from the top of your belly button to the center of your heart. As you breathe in, cartwheel the hands to the earth. And as you breathe out, step back to downward facing dog. Excuse me, Adho Mukha Svanasana. Tops of the shoulders are softening away from the ears. Back of the heart is softening. You might feel your breath moving into the back of your body. Feel that connection the hands are making with the earth. As you breathe in, lower the knees to the earth, to table. And as you breathe out, let your heart soften down just a little bit, like you're just dropping it down, coming in to your arms. Maybe shift your gaze forward on the floor just a few inches. Extend your right leg behind you, pressing the ball of that foot into the floor, really feeling, can I feel all of my toes? And the connection each one of them is making with the earth as you press out through your heel. Good. Now notice if by extending that leg, you started gripping in your neck. And if you did, let your heart drop down just a little bit and let your gaze move forward on the floor just a little bit. Good. Now if it feels okay to do so, extend your left leg in the same way. Now, if you do that and immediately you seize up by your neck or you stick your butt up or let it flop down, lower the knees to the earth so that you can keep that nice long alignment of the spine while you draw your belly button toward your spine. Good, and we'll press out through the heels. Very nice. Letting the heart drop down. And that's hard, that's difficult, because it really brings us into our arms. It really brings us in to our biceps, into our triceps, brings us into our bellies. Claw the fingertips into the floor even here. And on an exhalation, lower your knees, lower your belly, lower your chest all the way down to earth. And we'll untuck the toes so that the tops of your feet are connected with the earth. Now just walk your hands forward, maybe one hand length, and squeeze your elbows to your sides. Now just take a moment here to press the tops of your feet into the floor really intentionally so that you feel your shins lift up from the floor. Maybe your kneecaps lift up too. Now engage your hands, connect them with the earth, and then pull your heart
forward, like you were going to try to crawl across the floor like a little snake. Good. And then with elbows glued to your sides, and with that pulling action, start to peel your heart from the floor. Just come to the babiest of baby cobras. Good. And then relax your shoulders away from the ears. You might tuck your chin a little bit. You might feel more comfortable just looking straight ahead. By keeping our legs active, that's the pressing the tops of the feet into the floor, we're protecting our lumbar curve a little bit more. And by pulling, we're definitely not compressing our lumbar curve. See if you can relax your shoulders, relax your face. And as you exhale, release all the way down. Let your feet relax. Let your, maybe your heels separate. You might even rest one cheek on the floor. Just find a way to come to a place of no muscle here. Yeah. We'll just take a few breaths here. Letting yourself let go. Let your breath settle into your low back. Let your awareness move low. We'll slowly come back to center with your gaze and realign your feet. Pressing the tops of the feet into the floor. And from here, you might, as you're gluing your elbows to your side, so to speak, move your hands just a little bit closer toward your shoulders. And we'll start just as we did the first time, pressing the tops of the feet into the floor really intentionally so that your shins and maybe your kneecaps lift up. I know that can be very weird the first time. And then pull your heart forward, so your hands are engaged. It's almost like you're trying to pull your heart through your hands. And we'll peel up just a little bit more. Peeling and pulling. And then still dropping the shoulders away from the ears. Very nice. Bhujangasana, cobra. Think of the strength that cobra has all the way back even into the tail. So your tail would be the tips of your toes, and see if you can come to a place where you feel the aliveness in your toes. And exhale, release all the way down. And then maybe your elbows come out to the side and you stack your hands and rest the opposite cheek on the hands this time. And maybe this time the toes point out and the heels come in, almost like if you're familiar with ballet, like a second position or something like that, where your instep is really softening toward earth. See if you can let yourself come to that place of no effort. Place of no muscle. Notice if you are holding or gripping anywhere. And let yourself know it's okay to let go in those places. Slowly bring the hands back underneath the shoulders. And on an in-breath, tuck the toes under and move your hips back toward your heels. Five. Shavasana, devotional. And as you exhale, make your way to downward facing dog. Linger. On an in-breath, step the right foot forward between the hands, lowering your left heel down, and we'll rise up to Warrior Two, your Vajrasana Two. Take the time to sort of feel your way, find your way in, maybe by working dynamically, hugging everyone, hugging yourself, or straightening and bending, moving like you, moving only in the way that you know, letting yourself be aware of the contact you are making. The connection you are making. And then slowly coming into your fullest expression of Warrior Two. In a pose like Warrior Two, where you might do this 10,000 times in your life. To keep it fresh, sometimes I like to think about someone or something or some group of people anywhere in space, anywhere in time, who could use a little reminder of what's right here in them. And I like to just send them my most radiant of Warrior Twos. So you might find that right now. Just let that come right up to the surface. And send it out. And let an in-breath bend your right elbow. Bring that forearm to the top of the right thigh. And then depending on what's right for your body, bring your left hand either to your hip, or let it drop down toward earth before just completing that semicircle, letting your bicep come right up by your temple and then relax in your shoulders. And find that electricity from your fingertips all the way down the left side of the body. Find that and then soften. So asana in the sutras is like the balance of effort and ease. And we as Americans, we do the effort. We have the effort, right? I've never met a single person who didn't have effort down, who I thought, oh, you could really stand to relax less. So if you're ever wondering, what could I do in this pose? Can always relax more. Always relax more. On an inhale, cartwheel the hands to earth. And then exhale yourself to downward facing dog, but just only for a beat. We'll inhale and lower the knees to earth. And then as you breathe out, move your hips back so you're just sitting on your heels. And we're only going to be there for a moment as well. Thought we could do a little hip work tonight. Ha, ha, ha. My daughter is really into the Count from Sesame Street, so we're doing a lot of ha, ha, ha at our house right now. So come to your seat. Now, when practicing sitting poses,
Sometimes it's nice to cushion your tush on a little blanket or a big blanket. Don't be shy. And we'll just bring the feet out in front of us and we'll just start experimenting or feeling our way into Gomukhasana, cow face pose. We'll start with our right leg. Just sort of thread that right leg underneath your left, bringing your heel, your right heel, next to your left haunch, your left booty area. Ultimately, our right knee might be facing the front of the room, sort of like an arrow. If this makes your knee hurt, your bottom knee, back up, and we're going to do this with a straight leg. Don't even think twice about it. Go there. So then, wherever you are, start drawing that left knee a little bit closer to your chest. So, step one is to just hug the knee and relax. Let yourself feel both of your sitting bones pressing into the floor. One of them might want to float up a little bit. Just let it feel gravity. And then from here, we'll start to sort of inch this left foot toward the top of the knee or towards stepping over that extended leg if you have your leg extended. Now at each turn, see if you can relax more. Maybe that foot will start to move a little bit closer to the right hip. Maybe you know you've been here before in this shape, that you can go ahead and lift up that foot and stack the knees so that they're both facing toward the front of the room. And this is where you will see, allegedly, sort of what this posture is named after. This is supposed to look like a cow's face. I didn't make it up. I wish I had. I don't get it. Maybe it's just the way my knees look. Okay, so wherever you are, see if you can relax more. As we do this, you might find that you're starting to grip a little bit right around here. See if you can relax more. We'll release the hands toward the floor just on either side of you, nice and wide. And we'll start to walk the left fingertips over to the left just a little bit. Plant that palm on the floor. And once you do that, see if you can relax both of the sitting bones into the earth again. Relax both of your shoulders away from your ears. And then with your right hand, you can get creative. You can either sweep that up overhead and maybe hold the back of your head, or if you're feeling like a mudra, whatever shape feels right for you, try that. Maybe you'll feel like reaching that hand behind the back and just sort of holding onto the top of your hip. Maybe you'll do a mudra there. Wherever you are, try to relax more. Relax the shoulders. Relax the face. Relax the creases of the hips. See if you can get to know gravity a little bit more. Whenever we're in a new place, or doing something new, or doing something that's challenging, there's always that tendency to grip, to cling to what we already know. See if you can let go just a little bit more. To let not knowing become part of the practice. And with your next breath in, start to bring your body back upright. And as you breathe out, twist to the left. Bring your right hand to the top of your left thigh. And bring your left hand behind you, and then just relax your shoulders. This is another wonderful place for us to practice a mudra. Maybe the palms will turn to face the sky. And you'll join your thumb and your index finger. Try to relax more. We'll slowly inhale our way back to the center. And then slowly baby your top leg as you uncross it. Baby your bottom leg. And we're back to that starting point. Move as it feels right to do so. Then we'll take our left leg and we'll just thread it underneath our right. Again, if this feels achy at all on the knee, go ahead and just straighten that left leg. And then we'll start to move the right leg toward you a little bit, holding onto the knee, relax. And we'll begin that process of sort of scooching your right heel around the front of the knee, maybe drawing it closer. Maybe you can lift that foot up and set the knee down on top of the other one. Wherever you are, relax more. Feel the connection that you're making between your sitting bones and the earth. Softening the shoulders. And as you're ready on this side, start to walk your right hand out to the right just a little bit, planting it on the earth. Maybe opening the heart toward the sky. And then finding wherever you're inspired to bring your left hand, maybe up and open, maybe holding the back of your head, letting your neck have a break, maybe reaching behind your back, maybe taking a mudra, making a mudra. And then notice where, if anywhere, you happen to be holding or gripping, and let go just a little bit more. Let an in-breath bring you back upright. And let an out-breath twist you to the right, bringing your left hand to the top of your right thigh, bringing your right hand behind you, and relaxing your shoulder. Trying to find that place where you're both relaxed with the lower body and connected with the elegant length of your spine. And on an inhalation, slowly unwind back to the center. And slowly unravel those legs. From here, support yourself as you move all the way down to the floor, onto your back. And we'll extend the arms so that they're just a comfortable distance from your body, either with the palms facing up or facing down. And let's keep the knees bent just for a little while longer, soles of the feet on the floor. And we'll start to scooch the feet about as wide as your mat, if not maybe just a little teeny bit wider. We'll take in a full breath here. And keeping your feet where they are, as you breathe out, begin to lower your knees toward the right. So with feet where they are, this is very, could be very strange. It's like a little windshield wiper. You can roll onto the outside and the inside edge of your feet. And with the knees, move down toward earth. So from space, this kind of looks like a cartoon character running in place. Very asymmetric shape. You might notice yourself kind of gripping through the top of your left thigh. Maybe relax there first. You might feel okay shifting your gaze over your left shoulder. Notice the entire left side of your body releasing. On an in-breath, bring your knees and your gaze back to the center. You might have to shift the hips a bit. And on an exhalation, let your knees start to lower to the left, keeping your feet where they are. Finding a neck and head position that works for you, where you're not creating any new tension in your neck, in your head. This time feeling the entire right side of the body soften. So we're preparing for Shavasana, corpse pose. And I'm struck by several writings about death, sort of as I'm reading this particular sutra. One of them, Krishnamurti, said, "The real question is, can I die while I am living? Can I die to all my collections, material, psychological, religious? If you can die to all of that, then you'll find out what there is after death. Either there is nothing, absolutely nothing, or there is something, but you cannot find out until you actually die while living." And so as we move our bodies toward corpse pose, maybe inhaling your knees back to the center and making any last adjustments to your body or to your environment, let yourself really prepare to be in corpse pose. Let yourself come to a place of no effort. Let yourself come to a place of no muscle. With eyes closed, let yourself withdraw from your senses. Going within. Being completely within. Slowly start to bring your awareness back to your body. Noticing where you and the earth make contact. Let your breath deepen. And notice how that deepening of breath brings movement to your body. How that larger contraction and expansion have a rippling effect, sending movement throughout your body. And let that movement spread in a way that is natural, that honors where you've been, you might sweep the arms up overhead and make your body just as long as possible. And then hug the knees to your chest, rocking from side to side. Yourself roll all the way over to your favorite side. Let this be a point of transition. Today we practiced Shavasana as though we were truly practicing for our time as a corpse, our time in death. Maybe you emerge from this practice a new person. Maybe you emerge with a new commitment to remembering your essential nature. Let yourself feel whatever you happen to be feeling right now. Let that rise right up to the surface. And then maybe send that to someone or some place or thing or group of people who could use a little bit of what you have right now. And then slowly make your way back to your seat, your luminous, buoyant seat. And so normally, as we chant our goodbyes, I say something like, you could even whisper, but since we have a little competition today, I'm going to ask that everyone, you've got something in you. You could let that come out. So we'll chant Om just one time, one big beautiful time. And Om is the vibration of the universe. It is birth, life, death, over and over and over again. So we'll take a full cycle of breath together before we begin. Deep breath in and out and in. Oh. Thank you for sharing your practice with us in this room, with this space, with the world through your thoughts. I wish you peace on your path until we meet again and always. Namaste.